Parshas Dvarim always comes out for Tisha B'Av. The beginning of Dvarim is a Musa Shmuz. Eilu Dvarim Asher Dibur Moshe Kol Yisrael. They bring down from Mevunim Yipashischa that if a person, as an Eitzah, wants to be Choshek, to be Choyzer, B'tshuva Shleima, the Eitzah is to be Mizboinen in Sefer Mishnah Torah. We talked about Gantas, Sefer Dvarim. A person is Mizboinen Levavi L'tshuva Yidei Sefer Dvarim because it's Eilu HaDvarim Asher Dibur Moshe. The Arachayim HaKadosh, in the beginning of the parasha, he says that every word in the Ereshit Pasuk of Dvarim is taka a remez of Fenocha Shlav in how a person is supposed to have the Richtig and Midas and be Hoylich Mederach Hashem. Eila Dvarim Asher Dibur Moshe El Kol Yisrael Be'ever HaYarden, he says Be'ever is to have the Midah of Avram Avinu, who is Avram HaEvri, that Kol HaOilam was on one side and he stood Be'ever. HaYarden is toiva mirdus beliboy shel adam, a person zogin zich musar mirdus beliboy shel adam. Vamidbar, continues the pasuk zok the Arachayim, is anova. Vamidbar is mesamal anova. Ba'arova is vayta mamshich, that a person can have anova, but sometimes it goes to an extreme that it's not with the midas ha'arevus. The anova of a person, the mamidbar should be ba'oifin with the right midah. Moil suf is that a person has to be mizboinen on the site. Person always yaskalo yoy mamisa. A person has to be mizboinen. What's going to be at the end? La'anat ha'oilech. Bein paron uvein toifel. He brings from the Chayvus Halavavis a memra ha'parush tahalosay b'fano v'dagosay b'libay. A parush, the richtige madrega of a parush is that b'libay he's malei daiga, but on the outside upon him is the rishus harabim tahalosay b'fano. That's bein paron uvein toifel. Lavan is the lace tahar. Chaseiros is hasmada, person's bechaseiros Hashem, yoshev ba'olish al Torah. And the dizav, he says, is mesamo mestapkes b'muat. He's oimer, or sameh b'chelkot. He says, die to the zav. Hakabaran Zorachayim Taka taking out that every single word in the pasuk here is Taka divrei musar v'esayros. If Shabbos Chazoin, you have the emes, the parshiyus of the haftoris. We know the Seder Advarim is you have Shloisha de Paranusa and then Shiva de Nechemta. That's the Seder Advarim, the Shloisha de Paranusa and then Shiva de Nechemta. I saw Reb Tzadik brings, the Pasuk said, the Gemara says in Chagiga, b'mitzvarim titzke nafshi, that the Eberset is Bechi. For the Gemara, there's Taka Bechi by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mi'ika Bechi yakam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'ha'amar ha'papa ein atzlus l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'nemar hoi v'hadar l'fonov oiz v'ched v'abim koimei. By the Ebers it's always b'simcha. So the Gemara says, it's a shverah Gemara in Chagiga, v'ikasha ha'be botei gavoy ha'be botei baroy. So the Marsha already there, and the Tzadik is mevar the Marsha, that in the botei gavoy, in a more hidden oifin, then there's bechi. On a more outward oifin, then it's not. And he explains it based on when you have the Esther Spirit, that we have over here, 3 and 7, you have the Sholosh, is the Chochma Bina Das, that's the more Behalten Oifen, then it's Taka Bechi. But on the other seven spheres, then it's more open. It's interesting, I saw it in Shimshon Pinkus, he brings down this concept of 3 and 7. He brings it the Shoinoi in his style. And he's coming from the Reb Tzadik and from the Makaris of this Indian, but he says it in his Nusach. But he tightens up that the 3 is always the Shoirish, whenever you have the spheres of 10, the 3 is the Shoirish of the Dover. And the 7 is the Etzem Binyan itself. So he says it's Mavel al Arayin. The Sholish is the Paranusa. The Shiva is the Shiva Dinechemta. The Shoirish is Taka from the Paranius. Kol ham is Avel al, and then he says the Kisser, but that's the Zog. Kol ham is Avel al Yerushalayim, Roiche v'roye v'simchosoy, Shteita this Nakuda. If you have this Avelus of the Sholish, the Paranusa, that's the 3 of the Shoirish, that's the Chacham Yadav, that's the Shoirish. From the columnist Abel of Yerushalayim, that means Tukum and Taka to the Shiva de Nechemta. Chodesh Av. Av, there's different pshat than what Av means, but Av is a lashon of a Tata. The Av of an Av. The Gemara says in Yuma that Nundalit that Peshat the Churban the Kruvim were Meorim Zevezeh. We know that the Kruvim always were Mesamel, the Darga of the Kirva of the Shaychus in HaKadosh Baruch and Klal Yisro. The more they were Meorim Zevezeh shows that they were more close. It fertilizes the relationship of the Eivishter with the Klal Yisro. And by the Churban it says it was Meorim Zevezeh. Because Davkin the Shas Churban, Davkin Av, Amol Atata Gita Patch, he's giving the patch Kol Kule Me'av. Me'av to Av. For whatever reason he's giving it. But that's Chodesh Av. Av is the patch from the Tata, from the Rabbi Shalom. It's called Shabbat Chazoin because we have the Haftorah Chazoin Yishai Ben Omoy. But there's a verse from Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Mibaditchev. Why is it called Shabbat Chazoin? Chazoin is a vision. He says, on Shabbat Chazoin, the Eibishter gives every Yid a Chazoin. We don't have the Beit HaMikdash, we're in Golos. Oh, but the Eibishter, once a year, he gives a Chazoin. The Tkufa that we're mitzvoinen and vein, I'm sorry, about what we're missing, gives us an opportunity to have a Chazoin, a vision, of what we're missing and what we're being mishtoikik to. So a Moshe, on this, the hair, a little kid, his parents for the first time, they bought him a new suit. Until then he was going in a kinder shekleida, and then for Shabbat they bought him a suit. And for shteitach kederach hayeloden, after zman kotzer, he got a hole in the pants, he ruined it. Aber gebeten, avildes nochamol, a tzveitach chalifa they got him nochamol a suit. But nochamol gepaskit, the parents realized that it's not the time yet, the kid is not holding it, a haldish by them nochamish. But they said, you know what? We're going to buy you a third suit. Right away, we're buying you a third suit. Putting it in the closet. And you can come look at it. And when you're ready for it, tell us. And when you're taka ready, and you're holding thereby, and you're not going to patch it off, let us know. And then we'll give it to you. And every once in a while, they let them give a blick, a cook, to look at it, to see it. That's Shabbat Chazoin. That's the scoop of our Tisha B'Av, it's the opportunity. It's the opportunity to be mitzvoinim in what was and what we're waiting for, and we have a chazoin in them. It says in the pasuk in Eicha Kol Roi Tzveha He Siguha Bein Amitzarim. So there's a drash in a Sach Farm state. Kol Roi Tzveha is Kol Roi Tzka. Kol Roi Tzveha. Kol Roi Tzka. He Siguha Bein Amitzarim. A person that's Be'emes Roi Tzka after Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He wants to be Masig Hasagis and Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The time is Bein Amitzarim. There's many reasons for this. Amongst them is because the Shechinta b'Galusa. When the Melech is in the Armoy, it's not so easy to get in. You have to get through all the different doors, all the different shlavim of getting in. Oh, but when the Shechinta is in the Galus and you're outside, you meet the king by chance, you meet the king Michutz la'Armoy, Michutz la'ir, then you're mamish b'koris. And you talk to close, you're close to the king then. Kol roi tzveh yisigu abein amasarim. The Gemara says in B'chayrus Abches, the different amount of time it takes for different chayyas to have a leida. The Gemara says that Tarnagoyus is le'etzim ve'echad yoyim. There's a whole regime of the kelev le'chamishim yoyim. Aber Tarnagoyus le'etzim ve'echad yoyim u'chenegda ve'ilam luz. By an ilam there's also a luz. Taisus over there says a luz is a shokade, is a tree of shkedim. And the pasuk says Yirmiyah's nevuah was makel shoked ani royeh. That shoked is the luz tree, which takes 21 days. That's the 21 days between Shavuot v'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. The marsho over there in Bechayrus, the merzik of marsho that's negayev v'vein amesorim choshev yediyah. The marsho in Bechayrus afches. The same way is 21 days from Rosh Hashanah to Hashanah Rabbah to Shmini Atzeret. Actually, it's 22 days, and it's actually 22 days between Shavuot v'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. But you have the 21 days, Vayisa'ach Sameach, is the 21 days. The same way there's the 21 days of Tishrei, of Rosh Hashanah, Biz, to the Shpit, to Hashanah Rabbah, to Shmini Atzeret, to the Torah. There's also the 21 days parallel to that in the Yemei Bein Amitzarim. And they have something in common. They're both Heichetimses to Kirvat Hashem. In a different oifen. I saw, the Nesiva Shalom brings a mashal. He says, the 21 days of the Bein HaMetzorim, a person wants to make a painting, There's a mahalach how you do it. First you make everything a black background, and then you stella from there, you stella back the buses for the colors. The 21 of the Bein HaMetzarim is taka the erstamol, the black, the schwarze tag. And then from there you boy taka the vayisa achsameach of Tishrei. But it's the same in Advarim, and both of them are for Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'nashuva chadish imenu v'kedem. Sai the Bein HaMetzarim, the 21 days of the Bein HaMetzarim of Av, and Sai afterwards the Elul, the Tishrei. Now a person has to know to chaparai. Now the verse from the Chidah, we say in also in Haftorah in Shabbat Chazoyim, the pasuk says mikaf regel va'ad roish ein di mesoyim. The Chidah says mikaf regel, from regel, which is sukkis, ad roish till the following Rosh Hashanah, tamat the whole year, ein di mesoyim. Over there it's like we don't have what to show that we have for our actions. It comes Rosh Hashanah till sukkis. There, everyone's mischazes. Over mikaf regel v'ad roish, afterwards, from the end of Sukkot till the following Rosh Hashanah, lie the ain't be mischayim. A person has to know that no, be'emes agantiyar. Over in this kufa, it's a gedom already. Be'emes, they say it's even earlier. Tamuz is zman tshuva memash meshuvah. Tamuz is Rosh Hashanah, zman tshuva memash meshuvah. It's to come to take from tshuva shayim. And av, this is a vada. There's a remez also. The Gemara says in Erevin, Achrei Ari, Beloi Achrei Isha. Erevin Daf Yitzchet. So there's a remez, Achrei Aryeh, which is, an Aryeh is Chodesh Av, the model of Chodesh Av, Beloi Achrei Isha, Elul is the Shula. A person should already have a rein in Chodesh Av, and that is Barak and Parel. Because the Vandavis tag are tagged from, per se, from the Avelis, but from the Avelis is Oichet the Mahalach in Koloi Tzei, Sigua Bein HaMetzorin, Kum and Nons to the Rabbani Shlom. It's a different Avoida. Avada, the Avoida is an Elon Tishri. It's Avoida. But the Marsha already, and a lot of people talk about it, but it's already Marsha, maybe it's earlier, in the Bechari Tafchet, the 21 days are parallel to those 21 days. And Hatzara Shabbat Shabbat, Kol Echad in its style, how it's done, is too common to Kirvat Hashem Litoi. The Tzaitz and Avelis, the Lasach, Nakud is on top in Abyssal. One Nakud is, the Pasuk says in Eicha, Malka v'sorea bagoyin ain't Torah. We have to realize that what's felt on Sabbath, and Migdash, and Karbonis, and Ali, and Yonim, it's Oichet, there's a Gevaldike Heder, there's a Gevaldike Heder of Torah. The Goyin says, Bizman HaMikdash, it was a totally under a Torah. There was Zoireya, because of the Shefa of Ruchnis from the Beit HaMikdash, and then there was a Gevaldik Zriya and a Gevaldik Ksira of Torah Chadosha. Bizman HaZeh, the Goyim says, it's Svichim. Avad Eim HaNushir, Raka Torah HaZoy, Sabers, Eini Doime. The Torah, that was Bizman HaMikdash. The Zriya is the Zriya from Svichim, and the Ksira is Eini El Ma'at, the Lashon of the Goyim. The under Torah, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Mamish at the end of Parakei, Yehuda ben Taima Oimer Azk Nomer Vakal Kanesha Varos Katzvi Vakibra Kari Lassish Vatoyin Avisha Shem HaShemayim. And then the Mishnah continues, Az Ponim Lagehenen Boishis Ponim Laganeden Yehi Ratoyin Lufanecha Hashem Olekeinu Shetivne Irecha Vimheir Vimeinu Vesein Chalkeinu Vesair Sefer. In Mitten Dov Pirkei Yovitz Yehi Ratoyin. So the Goyim says Be'emes, because it's the last Mishnah, Parak Vov is Be'emes not Toshis, what status it is, if it's Mamish Achelik of the Pirkei Yovitz or not. And it's the end of the Masechta, the same way Masechta Tomid ends with this Yehi Ratzon. This is it's the end of Masechta Ovis. As I look to going. But there's another Pshat, the Kvega says a Pshat, the Mishnah says, Ad Ponim L'Gehenim. Aber on the other hand, we know Leia Baisim Lame, so the person needs Adas. Aber we're asking that it should come, Yehi Ratzon L'Fanecha, Shibana Beis HaMikdash, V'sen Chalkeini B'Sayr Asecha, because in the Zman HaMikdash, it will be An under a darvis from Yemin HaTorah, it won't have the problem that you need to be as ponim in order to get to the darvis in Torah. In B'nai Tzotzer state, in Chodesh Av, the person's learning. Once the gate is the sugya, and for state is prepared, he's trying to gain this. He has to realize what he has to do. And this, he says in Chodesh Av, this is what you say for Agansi, Avad in Chodesh Av, person's learning, Verstehen ist der Teufel, Verstehen ist der Gegnis. What felt him is because he's in Gaulis. And you have to daven for the Geula. But given the Geula is an under Teufel. Call me shall I nip the base on Migdash Biyomav, kilu nechar Biyomav, so felt him, zayn dargin Teufel. And he says, Deshar Tadach, that the emes, there are people that are tzaddikim, talmidei chachamim, that are holding, in vir chelik and tzayr, they're holding already, by the darga that is geula. We're not holding thereby. There are people that are holding thereby. Kol echad ve'echad would be his darga. Kol emes aval al Yishalayim, he says, zoyche v'roye, v'simchasa right now, v'es v'shtein is sugyim, v'im is voinan in the goal. I heard over a maisa, that v'shtein the Priya Oret was announced one of the early Achasivas in Tveria over 150 years ago. More. There was a Shmua going around in Tveria at Mashiach HaShulchan. So he opened up his window of his room. They came to tell him. He took a smell. He smelled. Great. So Menachem Mendel and Rimlev said, Pshat in the Maisa. He Zada was able to tell. He was able to tell from the Reach that Mashiach went in. Why don't he have to open the window? Well, by Emin Simmer's Yegehalten Dorten. By him in his room, he was holding. By Emin's Gebet. Tell him that Mashiach comes with the Goyal van the ganze Kreisel. He went to check. Who Halten is the Halten? Mahalten is done. By Emin Simmer's Gehalten. But that's a person has to be realizing to the Darge in Torah was Oichat Felton. They bring down from Rav Aaron Kotler, the Gemara says in Chagiga, the Pasuk says, the Gemara dashes the Pasuk in Yirmiya, Udemoya Tidma Vatarid Eini Dima. The Gemara says there's three Demois. Omar of Allah, what's the three Demois? Achas Lamikdash Rishon, Achas Lamikdash Sheni, and the third one is two Gersois, one Gers is Albitl Torah. Now, Rav Aaron says, the Demoya Tidma, the first two tiers are still on the eye. They didn't fall down yet. And then the third one is the Tayrid Eini Dima. The clock that had to bring down the tears. But Brent Tzrerin is the Al-Bittel Tayrid. There's Mitzvah Rishon, there's Mitzvah Sheni. And the Tayrid Eini Dima is Tak on the Bittel Tayrid. I heard over from the Chatham Seifer. Oichad HaFashtein Azam Aisa. The Chatham Seifer asked, it says, Tipitel Yeshua, a person's supposed to be Mitzvah to Yeshua. Fret the Chatham Seifer. Mela, Poyel, and Amoritz, so I push the Yid. Hot Gorn is done. And that's time the Sabbath Yeshua. Of a what felt me? I have the Gemara, I have the Toys, I have the what felt me? What felt me? But I understand that Kasha. The Kasha is Omer Darshay. But as I think you spell the Kasha. He says, Mela, the Poyel, the Amoritz needs the Yeshua. What felt me? I've been in the Dalai Lama Shalallah. And his parrot was. About the Kasha is not having a patch. Over the parrot was. This will felt in Torah because we're still in Golis. Did it take you? We understand it. Tishbi Yitzharit. We don't know. See, Pitzel Yeshua to come through Taka to the Emes in Torah. In Kirvas Hashem in Torah. You know, different people are waiting for a different Yeshua. Everyone's being Mitzapel Yeshua. For some people, the Mitzapel Yeshua, he wants a nicer car, he wants a nicer Zach. The Yeshua is the one who won the lottery. Mish Mashiach. That's under the Zach. The avoid of the peace of Yeshua is taka what the Yeshua is. To realize that the Toiv HaAmiti is Kirvas Hashem. About it, first your Rambam. Loinis Avu HaChachomim VaNeviim Limoit HaMashiach Kadesh Yishtu Al Kol Oilom Ela Kadesh Yulivam Tanuyin Batoiru V'Chachmosa Lo Yilam Loigis Alpha to learn Nevarim VaMashiach Avon Vosu Ken to learn the Psochim, the Bababasa, the Vosnish, the Mechelmer. It's Tzveimol in Rambam. It's a Rambam in Tzvei Silchus Melochim. Kedai to learn that as a Rambam. Perikei Beis. Halacha Dalet. Mochim on Hilchus Shulim Perikei. Kol HaNeviim Nisavu Limoyt HaMashiach Kedai Shiyanuchim Yimalchiyas. Because Einem Anichas Memlatik B'Toyrik HaHoigin. They can learn Abinish HaHoigin. the sheep of Malchus felt in the Lima Torah to Hagen. Nevadna then. On the other hand, we have to realize that Avada, we don't know the base of Mikdash, but Avada, Eimon Ushir Raka Torah Zoy, but the Darug of Torah that we have, Avada, we have it. They say, from the Chasam Sofer, it says by Gid Anoshe, and you have to be marked that Gid Anoshe, the Chinuch already writes, Gid Anoshe is Mesamel, how Klai Yisrael will survive in the Golos. The whole Lucham of Yaakov with the story of Esav, and the Alkein L'Yoichu B'nei Yisrael of Gid Anoshe is Mesamel, and the Haftoka that we're going to survive in the Golos. But the lesson of the Pasuk there is, Vayiga B'chaf Yerech Yaakov. So the Chassam says, the Drush, he says, Yerech is three words, is the Rosh Hashanah of Yam, Rokia, and Kiseh, which he explains. Yam is Torah. Yam is the Yam HaTorah. Reish is Rakia, is Tamid HaChachamim. And the Chof is Kisei. Kisei is the Beis HaMikdash. So after the Sori Shel Esav, which was Mesamel the Golis and the Churban, Vayiga the Chof Yerech Yaakov. He only shepherd the Chof, only the Kisei. Shepherd the Beis HaMikdash. The Yud and the Reish, the Yam, which is Torah, the Rakia, which is Tamid HaChachamim, didn't shepherd. Vayiga the Chof of the Yerech. The Yerech is three Zachen, that's the bosses. Yam, Rakia, Kisei, which is Torah, Tamid HaChachamim, and Beis HaMikdash. Oh, but the story lays them only shepherd with the kisei, with the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, we spoke before that it's like an under a Torah of it. This is okay, under a Torah there. What's keeping us through the goals? Nevada, the Chinuch says that Gid Anoshe is what keeps us through the goals. They say Gid Anoshe is mesamel that I'm talking about what's happening to the goals. What's talking to the story? The story is Eimon Ushir Raka Torah Zoy. The Torah that's the Blibin Torah. They say from the Chasam Sofer, a person's not allowed to learn on Erev Tisha B'Av. First of all, on Erev Tisha, even if it's Chal B'Shabbos, Machloek is the Bir Alocha, Ein Shom. The Chasam Sofer says, what's the Pshat? You're not allowed to learn Erev Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av Megvin is learning. What's Erev Tisha B'Av? On Shabbos, Shabbos, may I ask that? Even if Tisha B'Av Chal B'Shabbos, we'll do it until tomorrow. But we'll learn, we don't learn already on Shabbos afternoon. We're eating. And then even in the year when Tisha B'Av is Chal B'Shabbos. So we're doing it. We're eating Shabbos. But we'll learn Shabbos from Chatzos. Look at Chasam Sofer because Pirkudei Hashem Yeshorei Desamchei Leiv. Look at the Messias. A few hours after a person learns, it's still there. The Desamchei Leiv from the Torah is still going to be there. The issue of learning on Erev Tisha B'Av is not on Erev Tisha B'Av. It's because if you're going to learn those few hours, on Leil Tisha B'Av, that's going to help in the Pirkudei Hashem Yeshorei Desamchei Leiv. The Nish learning on Erev Tisha B'Av is as the Nish Vayin Der Simcha on Tisha B'Av Alein. Torah Matzah Zavah. So we say it's a seldom in the Torah, but that's part of what we have left. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld says, the pasuk says, "Tziyon v'mishpat tipode yishaveh v'tzedaka." There's a lot of different in Yonim. What the Golus is, what the Gula was, the Sibas Achor when going into it. Of the Zot Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, "Tziyon v'mishpat tipode" is gematria Talmud Bavli, "Yishaveh v'tzedaka" is gematria Talmud Yerushalmi. Does it say that? We lay Megillat Eicha. You and Yonim, listen, Chloe. Eicha is the same letters as Ayeka. The Eibishter called out to Adam Arishan already. Ayeka. The person in the Golus, the Eibishter is calling out to him, Ayeka. Ayeka. There's a lot of different Eichas. The Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu was Roya B'Shalvosa, Eicha Esu Levadi. Yishayo b'chat zanusa eicha hashu lezoyna yirmi yibin avusa eicha yosh vavoda. Over the zog of the eicha is taka asking ayeka. Now yirmi anovi wrote eicha, the different prok and be'emes is mavur, Rashi brings it, as an art, that he really wrote three prokim, perek aleph, beis, and dalid, eicha yoshva, eicha yoiv, and eicha yuam, and all three are afeid, they're aleph, beis, there's an inyan in them, and he brings it to Yoyakim Hamelech. He sent Baruch Ben Iriah to bring it to the Melech. He was locked up. And Yoyakim hears the beginning, Eicha, Bochay Tizke, goes to Yehuda to give him his son. Because he says, Adayin Adi Melech. Dalchitin Avelech, Adayin Adi Melech. But he tells him, Hayu Tarel Roish. That chapter with the Melech, he got very upset, he ripped it up, and he burnt it. And then afterwards, Yirmiyahu wrote, connected them, Paragimel, which is a triple Aleph base, connected all three, Ani HaGevret. Then the fifth parak is not even Al-Derek Aleph Beis, it's a different chesed. But he wrote originally the three Eichas, parak Aleph Beis and Dalet. That's the three Eichas that Yirmiyahu wrote. Connected that afterwards with Ani HaGevret. There's an interesting marsha in Baba Kama, that's Nun Hei. He spells on the, what comes out, Yirmiyahu is saying B'Nevua, the way he's typing it up, that parak Aleph is connected Mikdash Rishon, parak Beis is connected Mikdash Sheni, Perek Dalid, the third Eicha that Yirmi originally wrote, is connected with the Shlishi. And he types it like this. He spells on the Pasuk, on the Pasuk Tet. But the Marsha is coming off a Gemara. The Gemara says, Haroya Tet Bachaloy Moi Simin Yafaloy. In fact, the Gemara, why is it a Simin Yafet? In the Erste Perek of Eicha, it says, Tum Asa B'Shuleh. So the Gemara, no, it says Tet Beis. Not just the Tet. In fact, the Gemara, but in Perek Beis of Eicha, it says Tavu. And the Gemara says no, but in Perek Dalet it says Toiv. Toivim Hayuchal Lecher. So the Masha explains that the Emes, the first one was Tumasa B'Shalat Perek Mikdash Rishon. The second one is Tavu Baruch Shereh. But in Perek Dalet already he had written Toivim. It was Keneged Mikdash Shlishi. Now the problem was, when Yoyakim burnt it, one would have thought that the same way his Sreifa is Chepering Klapi Denevu of the Mikdash Rishon and Mikdash Sheni, maybe it Chepers also Klapi Mikdash Shlishi. That's why Yirmiyahu puts afterwards Ani HaGever at Perek Gimel, not at Perek Dalet. He inserts it in between. He puts it at a stop. Meaning Perek Aleph is Takatum Osa B'Shulah, Perek Beis is Tavu. Perek Dalet, which was from Mikdash Shlishi, was Toivim. He puts Ani HaGever before the fourth Perek. And what's the test, the triple test in Ani HaGever? Toiv Hashem, Toiv Yochel, and Toiv HaGever. Everything Toiv. It was spelling a verse that Taka. Only the Erset stay Mikdoshim would be Nechrav and Mivadim by the Mikdash HaShlishi. There's Yimei Avelus, and it's very interesting. The Gemara says, Gzeira al Meis sheyishtakach min aleid. It's a Metzias that a person eventually, over time, months, years, the Meis is the shtakach min aleid. It was Sma, the power of the Ke'ev, the pain of the evil and the tsar in the beginning is not the same as time goes on. But why is that? So Avada is a Metzius called Shechacha. Avada is a Metzius, the Metzius called Shechacha. But it's not just that, it's a cloud. Gezeira al Nation is Takach Men Alev. But Zundar of Gezeira al Nation, besides that, it's a Tiviyistic thing of Shechacha. It's Gezeira al Nation is Takach Men Alev. Achor Vedei Tanik is Status Nish. Status Gezeira al Achor Vedei Takach Men Alev. So the Ethem is supposed to be Mason was the fun. It's 2,000 years later, but there's no reason it shouldn't be Mason was the fun. By a Messiah sick and Mace, when it's a year, 2, 10, 20 years later. So the Zero Mason is talking about it, the pain is not the same. But by Mason Mikdash, what's it? There's no Zero she's talking about it. But the Gaddafi Blind Attack can make him with the fun. Which the Emes Gemara said, Amar Rav Yehuda Barav, Kacha Yim Anavi, Shal Rav Yehuda Barabi Eloi, Erev Tishabov, Medin Lai Tachareva the Melech, the Yoshev the Meitana the Kirayim, the Oyev of the Shoisa, the Doima Gemisha makes him with the fun. It's the Shvitz Avelus that makes him with the fun. Now there's a model of the Gaddafi that you're starting to realize. By Avelus, normally, a person dies, there's Aninus, and then there's Mesei Mutal Lefonov. And then eventually there's the Shlavim, the stages of Avelus go less and less. You have the Yom HaRishon, and then you have Shloishim, there's Shiva, there's Shloishim, there's Shana Shlema. It's Poichet V'Hoilich. The Avelus from Churban starts the 3 weeks, Lesh Chodesh, Shmur Shechalboi, till you get to Taka, Erev Tishabov, Leil Tishabov, Mesei Mutal Lefonov. There's an avoida here that we have to spell suit to the Avelus. The Seder avoid of spelling suit to the Avelus works the other way. It's Moisif B'Hoilach. Because we have to work on ourselves to be holding thereby. And that's not an Ikka problem that so many years later, that Mahalan is thereby. The Ikka avoid is Taka to work on the Hergish. It says one of the five things that was Nechar one of the five things that the Peronius of Tisha B'Av was Nechash Ha'ir. So here's one to Taish. Nechash Ha'ir, what's the greatest gewalt of Nechash Ha'ir? No, the Pashas says, I'm makib a patish of that. The ganze stock, Nechash Ha'ir. There's a Pshat, there's a Taish. There was Churban Habayis, and then there was the Churban of the Churban. Nechash Ha'ir is the Churban of the Churban. Good, the Bayis is Nechash, so it's Oymin V'Neinu, Meisim, what's the Lafon of a Churban? And then even a worse thing happened. Nechash Ha'ir! Gatsin's been garnished. We don't see anything. The Churban was Nechash. We're not holding by having a Ke'ev Bechlav. Moshe Lamar Davidoyman. A father and a son got lost on a derech. They were supposed to go on a kurta trip, and after something got kibachkit, they're totally not, they don't know where they are, they're fablonjit. And they ran out of food. And the kid is complaining, Tata, we're hungry. And it comes a shlav later, he's complaining, punching, his stomach is hurting. And he says, we have no choice, we ran out of food, we have to eat grass. And the kid is complaining, he's eating grass. It's not a mental chazak, it's not the way it's supposed to be. It's not the oysen haroi that it's supposed to be. And he's complaining, to tutvei. And every day he's complaining to the Tata, to tutvei the boy, it hurts, eating grass, but it's not what we're supposed to be doing. And one day the kid comes to the father, simcha. It doesn't hurt anymore. And then the father started crying. Because then he realized, now we have a problem. That's when a person has to, and another muscle. A sharper muscle. A person is in a gefährliche accident, and his hand got chopped off. And they have to rush to the hospital, that maybe they could put, with an operation, leg is terik tazama, they could put it back. And as they're rushing to the hospital, and the ambulance are telling him, he's screaming in pain. He says, cold man, that it's still hurting, the nerves are still there, there's something there, we can cut it back. If it's not going to hurt anymore, then you lost your chances of even putting the hand back. You taught him. When that happened a few hours ago, that his hand got chopped off, it was the worst thing that ever happened to him in his life. At the stage when it stops hurting, he's even in worse shape. It's worse than when it originally happened. And if I say the Zub, what we're trying to say over here, if you had the Churban, 2,000 years ago, we're talking the Churban. Of a Kaldar Shalai Nivne B'yomav, Ki'ilu Nechrav B'yomav, Mezov, Ki'ilu Mezov, yeah, Ki'ilu, obviously. No, the Nechrav B'yomav is now. There was an opportunity that it should come back, and the way it's supposed to come back is Taka, that we're supposed to be Mitzavah. As it's Vaton Vey, and it hurts, it's going to come back. So ki'ilu nechrav, taka ki'ilu nechrav. In the muscle, we said that he was worse than when his hand got chopped off, but when it stopped hurting, that was a bigger pigia to what's going to be able to his matzah. It's a bigger pigia on his matzah than what originally happened. We spoke before about Torah, but to be pointed also about the fact. Luyas Suyer, both Kedena Masiv, that come in the Memshala, and they want to make a Gzeira Kegan Bris Mila, the Marshal. Both Kedena Arash back in there. Well, say, when I'm the back, I'm in with Arash Gadol. Vizel Mitzvah fell. We are missing so many mitzvahs. We're missing so much of Chelke Atayra. You go through Shas, you see that Roy Ruba, Harbe Ma'oid of the Karbonis and Zroyim and Kol Chelke Atayra, it's a feldus. It's not the way it's supposed to be. It's not in the matzah. We're supposed to be Mitzapel Yeshua. I heard a Maisa. I had a Roshim on me, a stock of Roshim. There was a Yid that was taking a kvutza of goyim around as a tour, around by the area in Yerushalayim, in the Altstadt, by the Kaifel, and they're asking questions. He's explaining them what this is. So he tells them, Amol, there was a temple over here, there was a Beis HaMikdash. So they ask, and he's explaining them, so they ask him, so they bring sacrifices. He says, yeah. So they ask him innocently, as I gave them ice. So when is the next time they're going to bring karbonis? He looked at his watch. Maybe an hour. So Yesterday there was? Nay. Last week? No. Parayor? No. 2,000 years ago. Aber we asking where? Not how much? A hagel is a choyim shiobit. Aber mit a pashtas, as I get answered. As I don't sign that. Mit a pashtas, as I get answered. The Pasuk says in Malachi, U'pistoy yovoy el heicholoy ha'odin asher atem of action. It's going to happen to Uslan. It's going to happen, Pistoy. It's going to happen. Not just bonus we have Azam, with Azam Memshol, with Azam Melucha, Azoy, we're verstehen all the Talmud. That's how it's going to happen. Pistoy yovoy el heicholoy ha'odin asher atem of action. It's going to happen. So one more nakuda, we know the Erste Chorben and the Gimel Averis, the Tzveite Chorben and Sinas Chinam. It's one the hair on Achdus. Achdus, you know, they say that if there's two Yidalech, one next to each other, B'shoveh, that's Shem Hashem. Akoponim, that's what's Makubal when it's printed. When there's a Yud, that's Mesamo, Shem Hashem. The pashtus because the Yud Kei Vav Kei, together with Shem Adnos, when it's spelled out as an eight-letter name, the first letter is a Yud and the last letter is a Yud. So it's Mesamo. That's Yud and Yud, and Shem Hashem. But when the two Yidalach, one is on top of the other, that's a Soif Pasuk. That's the end of a Pasuk. A person, Achdus has to do with Gaiva, has to do with Redifas HaKovitz. When everyone is holding that, they're on the same together. B'shoveh. The Gemara says, "Osid Hakadosh Baruch Hu Lasser Kimochay leSadikim, Hu Yoshev Beineim BeGan Eden." The Kol Echad VeEchad Mara BeEtzboi, Zeh Hashem Kivinu Loi. So the Bnei Yisachar says, the Yisoid is it's a mochoil, it's a circle. There's no one, I'm more than you, I'm less than you. Everyone's shoved. There are a bunch of small ones in the middle, and everyone's shoved. That's the emissary sherish of the Achdus, to realize that Kol Kuli, what do we want? We want to do Ratzon Hashem. That's Feldebek Achdus. It's a machal, it's a circle. No one's more than the other. Everyone's shoved. That's the type of a circle, geometrically also. That's all the equidistant points of a midpoint. There's a bunch of small ones, and everyone's Achdus, the shoved. No one more than no one less, because Sachakol, that's what we want. So he says, that's what's Tu Be'av. He ties us into Tu Be'av. Tu Ba'av is Av is Aleph Beis. Tu is 15. The 15th letter of the Aleph Beis is a Samach. That's Tu Ba'av. Tu Ba'av is by Tavon Yisroel, Tu Ba'av. Tu Ba'av is when you hold them by the 15th letter of the Aleph Beis, when it's a Samach, when it's one circle, when it's the Boinish Levin in the middle, and Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasik Mochol, then we'll be holding Taka, Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lo.